This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
We are back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, and thank you to Mr. Chris Arnold for taking over every top of the hour. You're going to get one of those for the next few days. We are here for the week. We got Alec Medford by my side as well, and we got James hanging out with us. Thank you very much, James, for being here today. The C block is underway, and as we do on Mondays, it's time for hits and misses. We will start things off with text in your Cowboys thank you letters. Who would you like to thank for what they accomplished yesterday? You can talk about their hits yesterday as well. I can throw a few out there real quick. Rico Dowdle, he was darting through a few screens. They didn't do great in the run game yesterday, but in the screen game, he was able to pick some stuff up that I really liked. CeeDee Lamb is a tough son of a bee, and he's so skilled as well. Cooper Rush, I want to give him a compliment. He was very calm in the pocket yesterday, and the offensive line did a really good job of protecting him, giving him those opportunities. If we go back and look at this offensive line early in the season, we want to have that discussion of what went wrong. That was it. For me, the offensive line, Zach Martin not being the Zach Martin we've known for so many years, that was one little blemish. Well, the other blemish was Tyler Guyton not being prepared. So those two blemishes were a problem. Then your right tackle just wasn't quite up to snuff. Your rookie center isn't an all-pro yet. And so all those things limited your offense. Now they're looking better because they've had the reps together. They've worked together more. That offense is finally starting to look productive. I would love to see, at this point, what Dak would look like behind that offensive line. I know there are a lot of people out there that were going to be texting him and be like, oh, he'd still be garbage. And I just don't believe that. But I think that this offensive line, what they've done to give him the room that he needs to work, congratulations to both them and Cooper Rush. You brought up Leafau so many times this week. He looked so fun. He looks so much fun to watch. Then there's Donovan Wilson. He had that gigantic hit on Mike Evans that made Mike Evans look like he didn't want to play football anymore.
He looked so put out after.
Didn't he? I mean, from there on, it just looked like he was like, don't throw me the ball anymore, Baker. What that do I dude do? Hurt me. And then the secondary. I thought the secondary played a very tough game last night. The secondary. They were hitting hard. Deron Bland was pretty much blanketing Mike Evans to the point where it didn't seem like you were getting the full Mike Evans effect. Anything deep wasn't turning into touchdowns. But Jordan Lewis for essentially sealing that game. I know Deron Bland's fumble strip was what really sealed it, but Jordan Lewis's interception, that was awesome. Go back and compare that, because that was interesting because, A, he got pushed in the face mask. Away and was still able to get in there, get the one arm in, and then pull it down with one arm. Go back to watch.
While they were in flight, in the air. They hadn't even fell on the ground yet.
And with a bad arm. Go back and watch his best interception at Michigan. Have you ever seen this interception that he had, Alec?
Yes.
It is, Chris, it is one of the most beautiful interceptions I've ever seen. He's laying on top of the receiver's back, and one hand grabs it with his left hand.
OBJ?
Not quite like that.
Okay.
But I'll pull it up here in just a minute. Jordan Lewis can do that stuff. And that's one of the things I really appreciate
it. He's a dog,
man. From the 682, I want to thank Al Harris for bringing the secondary up to an elite level, or at least a respectable level across the league. Why are we celebrating? From the 972, the Cowboys' huge victory that literally changes nothing about how much of the failure this season has been. The only thing it's proven is how ridiculously overpaid Dak is.
There are people who will always think that.
I don't know that I was celebrating a huge victory.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, they still are out of the playoffs.
Well, no, I don't think anybody expected them to be going to the playoffs. And
I didn't get crappy football last night. That's what I was hoping for.
I'm going to say this again. I'm trying to make business. I'm trying to decide who gets to stay. You follow where I'm going? A lot of these guys are going to get renewed or they're going to leave. And the Cowboys, quiet as it's kept, are $25 million under the cap right now. All that money's not going to go to Micah, and the cap goes up every year. So as you try to rebuild a team, it's more than just the draft. It's more than just trades, and it's more than just free agents. You want to keep some of your own. There are some guys the Cowboys lost this offseason. That was the depth. You can't just assume everybody that they bring in off of other teams' roster cuts in training camp is going to learn the Mike Zimmer defense on the fly. Or they're going to learn whoever the offense on the fly. That's probably part of the struggle of the first part of the season. You had guys learning a new defense. You had new guys learning each other because they just got there 2 weeks ago. I mean, building a team building is a sport, but don't just focus on strategy alone and say a season sucks because you weren't satisfied.
For the person that asked about Al Harris getting a shot at defensive coordinator job at some point, I agree. Like the dude, he loves his players, mm-hmm. and his players love him. And the way that he played, if you ever watched Al Harris play throughout his career, there was this tenacity that you were like, I don't want to play against him today. I just remember going, he's going to eat us alive. Mm-hmm. And so he brings that to the way that he coaches, and I really appreciate that a lot. Let's hit up some hits and misses from the weekend. This is a stat, CA, that I've been keeping for the entire season. I don't know why I started doing it. But I think it was the idea of what is generally what happens when you run the ball well versus what happens when you pass the ball well.
I love this.
And it was because the Cowboys weren't running the ball well, right? Like they were just bad at it. So I was like, okay.
You mean the committee?
Yeah, exactly. They were bad at it. And it was obviously the Derrick Henry conversation. We were like, look, this is what happens when you can run the ball. The top 10 passer records this week went 4-6. They went 3-7 last week. That puts their current overall season 77-83. So if you're one of the top 10 passers each week, you've had a winning record less times than you've had a losing record this year, mm-hmm. by far. Mm-hmm. I think you've only had one week where you've won 7 games. Other than that, you're not getting there. For the top 10 rushing records, that means if your rusher was in the top 10, this is their record, 8-2 this week. They were 7-3 last week, and now they are at 110-50. Again, this conversation is, definitely, if you're winning, you can run the ball and salt it away late in the game.
Exactly.
But also, if you're not running the ball effectively early in the game, you're not going to be able to do that later either because you're not going to be able to get up. So, and obviously, the passers, they're behind. They're trying to make some statement late in the game. But the mm-hmm. point is, the records show more. If you're running the ball better, you're going to be on the winning side of football. The misses of the weekend, number 3, Kyler Murray. He threw his 6th pick in the last 4 games, and they lose to Carolina.
Yeah, Carolina surprising everybody but the Cowboys.
Hey, you heard what Kyler had to say about the cold last week mm-hmm. during AM on the FM. Just said a non-FCC-friendly word when he found out it was going to be 35 degrees.
He is not a fan of that.
He's not a fan of that, and he did not play like he was a fan of it.
No, he didn't. And that, like, that's what I don't understand about the Cardinals. They have the pieces.
Yeah.
They have a very talented receiver.
I like their coach.
They have a great tight end. McBride's great. Their running back runs strong.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, Connor, for whatever reason, their games are always extremely close, and they come out on the wrong side of it most of the time. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things that I'm very confused at when it comes to them. Number 2 on the misses of the weekend, I'm going to say Sam Darnold because I'm guessing that I just missed this completely. I think most of the world did as well. But Sam Darnold, I missed his on his grittiness. I didn't know how gritty he was. And this year, he's proven it time and again when it comes to late game situations, he's executing. Now, maybe it's him, or maybe it's his head coach, Kevin O'Connell.
Maybe it's a combination. He's found the coach that works best with him.
And which was the great thing for Kirk Cousins as well. Kevin O'Connell is now 25-9 in one possession games. That is the second best record in NFL history with at least 25 games. It's also the second time in franchise history the Vikings are now 13-2 or better since 1998. Kevin O'Connell is a fantastic coach.
He is.
Anybody that has slept on him and didn't realize what was going on there, he's a quarterback whisperer, if you want to call it that. I think what he does so well is he takes a quarterback who he knows has a good arm, who he knows has these things, and he gives them the confidence that they're better or that they are what he thinks they are. He makes them believe that they're that good, and I think that's what's happened with Sam Darnold. He has Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison to throw to. He's got Aaron Jones to hand the ball off to. He's got Hawkinson. Mm-hmm. He's got all the tools at his disposal. And then he's got a really good play caller. Sam Darnold doing a very good job of getting gritty wins for the Vikings.
Sam's going to be a free agent too. He's going to get paid.
They want to bring him back.
Yeah.
You saw what happened in New York whenever he got drafted there. What happens whenever you don't instill confidence in your guy, because you heard the famous line, he was seeing ghosts out there. Like, he never believed in himself, and that's why that system would never work for him. That's why that team, that chemistry would never work, that market, everything involved with the New York Jets wouldn't work for him. But you get him with a team with a guy like Kevin O'Connell, who just says, like you were saying, Corey, I've got these guys here for you. If you trust yourself to get the ball to them, then we can unlock so much within you and within this offense. And it gives me what we said for so long, at least for me up until recently with the Kyle Shanahan system, the don't screw it up system. He says, hey, I'm giving you one job. You go execute. You're going to feel like $1 million whenever you walk out of there with a 14-point win over a really good team. I really love Kevin O'Connell's system, but I love what he does for players. And you guys talked about, I think last week or maybe the week before, after they played the Colts, he walked up to Anthony Richardson and he said, you're going to be in this league for a long time. Keep your head up. You're going to be fine. I believe in you. I don't want to play against you again.
If you go back and watch quarterback, Mahomes, Kirk Cousins, Mariota.
Love that.
You get to see the relationship that he builds with Kirk Cousins through that season. And Kirk Cousins had to go to therapy a lot, mental health therapy. But most of the time, what you heard from his therapist or what you heard while Kevin O'Connell was talking to him was, you got this, you can do this. And then whenever you got Kirk Cousins alone, he goes in there into his trophy room.
Yes.
And he's looking at all these things. And then he pulls a letter down from his dad and he's reading this letter about how his dad was telling him, because his dad was his high school coach, all the players on the team he would write a letter to that were leaving. And he wrote in this letter about how he is an All-American and all that stuff. And you could see on his face, he was just like, oh, wow, my dad thought I was that good. And he never believed he was that good. I think that was always one of the things with Kirk Cousins, was truly believing he was who people thought he was. And then the number one miss of the weekend, the Eagles, as they were fighting for playoff positioning, they lose to Washington. They lose Hurts also to the concussion. Somebody texted in and says it sounds like he's going to be available this week. I'm not really sure. I haven't seen a report on that. If y'all have seen that, let me know. But Devontae Smith, that drop, he's wide open, middle of the field, turns Kenny Pickett into a hero, and he drops it right in front of it. And then Jaden Daniels gets the opportunity. What an amazing moment that game was, but that is a huge miss for the Eagles. The hits of the weekend. Jared Goff, ladies and gentlemen, number three, 336 yards, 3 touchdowns. I think he had a 134 passer rating. He was fantastic, and then we saw the amazing play that he had.
Don't get me started.
With the stumble bum. On the play?
Yeah, it makes me feel some type of way.
Did you wish they would happen down here?
Because we'll never see it here, for one, but two, whenever you see such creativity, it's just like, for the football, like the insane football fan, for the football junkie, the purists are throwing up, and I love it. And the junkies like me are just like salivating. I'm like, I swear, I'm like, get a little turned on by it. You know, you're just like sports horny over it. Like, what is happening here? This is so crazy. And I want to see that level of creativity spread throughout the league, but you get so many head coaches, maybe like one in Dallas, that is stuck in his old ways because it worked 8-10 years ago. They don't want to move on from it. Then you have guys like Ben Johnson that are just like, one night, I'm up here at the office at like 1 a.m. What if my guy trips and then throws the ball, intentionally trips? That would be fun, wouldn't it? It works to perfection. And then after that, Jared Goff and Dan Campbell are on the sideline on the Microsoft Surface laughing, looking at the replay, laughing like, you got him good.
I put that play up there with that play that Sark called when Archer Manning came into the game. Everybody thought he's going to get the first down or going fourth down. He's just going to run it some kind of way. And the ball went right through his legs on purpose to the running back, straight to the running back, and he got the first down. Mm-hmm. I was like, look at that.
Yeah.
So I know what you're saying. I'm like, look at that. That's great. Look at that.
Then last night, Buffalo does the direct snap to James Cook and the fake handoff to Josh Allen.
Bring it.
They're doing everything they can. Number two on the hits of the weekend, Jonathan Taylor went absolutely off. 218 yards, three touchdowns, 7.5 yards per carry. And coming out of Wisconsin, I remember going, that dude doesn't, I don't know, they used him so much, he might not have legs to make it in this career. And there have been some downs for him. There have been some downs, but yesterday was definitely one of the ups for him. And then the number one hit of the weekend, Jaden Daniels, 5 touchdowns. He puts down the Eagles. Now, it did end the Cowboys' hopes of getting into the playoffs, but he had 4 turnovers in that game. And I believe it was Joe Davis just could not believe that they were actually even in this game, that they were like, I can't believe this. The Eagles are missing their starting quarterback, and everybody was furious that he wouldn't point that out. But he just could not believe that Washington was winning this game.
I tweeted this yesterday. It feels like Joe Davis is on the call for every fairy tale, nonsensical moment and ending in sports. And I love it because I think he, outside of Mike Tirico, maybe, he's the best in the game at painting pictures, even though you have the picture right in front of you. Because he would, like you say, he was out of his mind. He was like, this is not happening right in front of me. Like, we have the Adolis Garcia home run that we saw in the World Series, the Corey Seager home run. Like, he's been on the call for so many great moments, and he just, the fan in him comes out because he's saying the exact same thing you're thinking. Like, unbelievable. Five turnovers in one game.
I got to give you and Kevin credit because when you guys had him on during the World Series, I said, he's such a regular dude. He's going to get some barbecue in Texas.
Yeah, he was like, I like to smoke briskets.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my gosh. Joe Davis is a good dude. I think his kid's name is named after Oral Hershiser,
too. I think that's his buddy. That's his mentor.
Amazing. So, and great stuff over the weekend. It was a really fun football weekend, and we get to dissect even more of it. Coming up next, let's take a quick look at the college football playoff weekend and take a look at what's going on tonight as CA. What does he have in store for the Mavs this evening? Next on The Fan.